We'll get on to Derry City shortly, but we'll start with a chat about Finn Harps. Tomorrow night's game against Kerry will be their sixth game. Just the one win in there, but only one defeat as well. How would you assess Harps' start of the season so far?
I think the Harps have been very good, Mark, to tell you the truth. You know, bar the opening night defeat to Athlone, they've been very competitive. They've showed real resilience at times. They've showed real quality at times. I know they've had a couple of home games there, like an excellent victory against UCD. But the pleasing thing from a Finn Harps point of view is that you go to Cove, you go a goal behind, you stay in the game. And you play very well because, you know, you watch the highlights and scored a really good goal. But they defended really well, showed great character in the Cove game. And then last week, I suppose, the most telling thing is that, you know, you're 2-0 down. You miss a penalty, and I suppose your head could drop and you could resign yourself to the fact that you're going to lose. But, you know, they dug in. They scored two fantastic goals from young McAteer and Connor Tourish, and got themselves a well-deserved point.
Yeah, and as you said, it was a fairly positive start to the season. But I suppose from Kevin McHugh's point of view, to have had those two home games and not win either of them, as we so often say, home games are so crucial in this league. And if you're going to make the playoffs by the end of the season, you would really need to be winning them home games. And that probably will be lingering in Kevin McHugh's mind this week.
Yeah, but I always feel, and I know what Kevin's probably thinking, all right, but I always feel that in the League of Ireland where, you know, especially in the first division, you know, you have a lot of travelling to do, like say the likes of Wexford coming up to Finn Harps and Harps going to Kerry next week. Well, when you're travelling so far, like the worst thing in the world is the bus journey home if you haven't picked up a point. So teams will come and they'll set up and they'll be difficult to break down. And you know, when you're sitting on a bus 6-7 hours. There's nothing more rewarding than you going back home with maybe at least a point. So I always think it's very difficult for Finn Harps with certainly when at home, because the teams that they're playing have so far to travel, and then themselves, you know, obviously the away games you're all around the country. But so it's been like that for years, Mark, where teams will come at Finn Park, you know, they'll not come out and open up to play. Their first thought is don't get beat. And, I always think it's difficult for the likes of Harps, especially, you know, when they have to be in the front foot and they have to have that, show the initiative all the time in home games to go and take the game to opponents. And then when you do that, you always leave yourself the risk of being open. But in terms of the start, like if I was Kevin McHugh, I'd be really pleased with the start that they've had, you know, only one defeat. Being competitive and the manner of which they've got the points as well, like, you know, they're coming from behind and picking up really good points, and that I think it bodes well for the season for them.
Yeah, well, it's an away fixture tomorrow night down to Mountain Park to face Kerry. Kerry yet to win again this season, and once again, I suppose it's a decent opportunity for Harps to get 3 points on the board.
It is, yeah. But I mean, you'd be looking at it all right. But Kerry, year on year, they have improved. And if you look at Kerry's fixtures and results, like they've also drawn with Wexford. They've also drawn 2-2 with Treaty. They got beat by Athlone by the odd goal, same as Finn Harps. And they were on the reversal of a 2-1 at UCD. So the results and performances have been quite similar to Finn Harps, albeit that Harps have got a victory on the board. But under Colin Healy, you know, really experienced as a player and now as a manager, and the improvement signs are there for Kerry. And like it's not going to be an easy game down there, and I'm sure Kerry will be like Finn Harps. Both teams will be thinking that it's an opportunity to pick up 3 points. But I always think the most important thing, especially in the away games, and I touched on it earlier on, is that you've got to stay in the game as long as possible. And if Finn Harps can do that, they have shown over the five games they've played so far that they are capable of getting goals, and especially late goals.
Yeah, we'll have live updates from Tralee with John Drummy from the 7:45 kickoff tomorrow evening. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders Cork City are away to UCD. Treaty United host Athlone Town, and Bray Wanderers make the long trip down to St Colman's Park to play Cove Ramblers. Longford play Wexford on Saturday evening. Moving on to the Premier Division, Anthony, Derry City are at home to Drogheda tomorrow night. I think it's fair to say Derry have had a fairly underwhelming start to the season. Seven games, 2 wins, not really enough, is it?
No, Derry have been disappointing, I have to say. And I suppose that things didn't help with Derry at the start of the season when they lost Brian Maher, who's a real steadying influence from the back, and he's one of the most experienced goalkeepers in the league, and I suppose that added a bit of uncertainty to them. But even the games that they've won, like they beat Sligo with a 91st minute winner, and then they beat Waterford, but they were 2-0 down in the Waterford game. And you know, we keep going back to Derry City and the importance of Michael Duffy. Like, for all the players that Derry City have brought in over the last couple of seasons under Tiernan Lynch, you know, Michael Duffy's still the go-to guy, still the, you know, the talisman for them. And in terms of, you know, if things aren't going well for them, he's the one can you know, get them a point or get them 3 points. But, you know, it has been disappointing. You know, I'm sure there's been a huge turnover of players, both in coming in and going out. I think it was the last time we counted, I think they did 15 new players in the books this year from last year. And all the talk, I suppose, from the outside looking in, certainly has been about, you know, the team selection, and I think Tiernan hasn't picked the same team 2 weeks in a row, and there seems to be a wee bit of an imbalance in the team. Like 2 games ago, I think it was the Shelburne game, was it? Where Ben Doherty played it right back, and he's, you know, predominantly left footed, and he's really more an attacking player than a right back. So there's been a lot of mentions of square pegs and round holes around Derry City so far this season. And it's I know as well the fact that their first 4 games of the season at home and against opponents where they thought that they should be able to pick up, you know, especially Sligo, Dundalk and Waterford, where I know that they were looking at 9 points from that, and then the Bows game. So but for Derry to, you know, out of that there to, you know, just get the 5 points or the 6 points, it's not really what they were hoping for.
Yeah, and yet with all of Derry's woes, you might fancy them to go and pick up 3 points tomorrow night against Drogheda United. They've been able to pull out results in the past couple of seasons, even through the inconsistencies. So do you fancy a win for Derry tomorrow night?
It's hard to say, Mark. You know, Drogheda are very well organised under Kevin Doherty, and I know they've been a wee bit unfortunate in this season so far, but their record's just the same as Derry's. You know, they've both won 1-2, drawn 2 and lost 3. So, I mean, it's going to be a real toss-up. And again, as we spoke, not the summer to Finn Harpson, where teams will come to the Brandywell and sit back and try and frustrate. And, you know, and Drogheda, the one thing about them, that Kevin Doherty, he's had that team together now for a couple of years. The players, they all have their roles and responsibilities, and they're all very adequate at what they do. And, they did really well against Derry last year. I remember them coming up and getting a victory, and big Conor Keeley getting a couple of goals from the back for them from set plays and that. So, you know, it's going to be another difficult game for Derry. And but I'm sure, on the other hand, it's a chance for Tiernan Lynch to be looking and thinking that it's an opportunity for them to get 3 points. So it's probably one of them where it could go the whole way to the wire and probably end up a draw, Mark.
Two teams that have started the season very impressively, Bohemians and Dundalk. They meet at Dalymount Park tomorrow, two of the most entertaining teams in the league, I would say. That could be a cracking game.
It could be, yeah. I mean, Dundalk have had a really good start. While, again, they've only won 2 matches, but they're proven that they're difficult to beat. They've had 4 draws in that. And it's for a newly promoted team. You know, they've shown enough so far, and especially the game at the Brandywell against Derry, where, you know, I thought they were really good in that game. And if it wasn't for a 98th minute Michael Duffy penalty, they would have went away with 3 points. But, you know, they'll be really pleased with the start they've had. But Bows, on the other hand, like, you know, Alan Reynolds, this time last year, I think the Bows fans were probably calling for his head. They had a very poor start to the last season, possibly lost the first 4 games. But, I mean, they settled down. And again, a wee bit like Drogheda, where Alan Reynolds has been in charge now for a few years, and he's built a squad slowly but steadily. And there's no real big turnover of players. He's always added and improved it. And they're difficult to beat. And you can see their goals against Colum, there's only two in it. So that's a fantastic defensive record after seven games. And I suppose it's fair to say as well, and we're talking about Bowes, you know, you can't talk about Bowes and not mention Sam Todd, who's gone down there from Derry City, and he's been fantastic in the first seven games of the season.
Yeah, in other Premier Division games, champions Shamrock Rovers are away to Galway United, and it is Waterford up against St Patrick's Athletic. Sligo Rovers don't play until Saturday when they host Shelburne. Anthony, can't let you go without a word on the FAI Inter-Pro tournament this weekend. A great tournament. We're going to hear from Ulster manager Gary Duffy a little bit later on in the programme, but from a Letterkenny Rovers point of view, it's great to have so many players involved, and it's a brilliant tournament and one to look forward to for the county to host it this weekend.
It is, yeah. It's great for it's great that it's a home tournament as well, and like hopefully the public will come out and watch the games. And you know, we're under no illusion that it's going to be very tough for us, because you know, the Munster and Leinster teams and Connacht, obviously they've had the advantage probably of you know, playing it over a longer period of time, because our boys probably, you know, they didn't play the tournament, they didn't play in it last year, and I think the year before there was a lot of uncertainty around the tournament. So you know, from our point of view, like it's been good that, you know, Gary set to work on it very, very early on, like when he was appointed into the position. Like I think it probably started back in the start of November and assembling a squad, and you know, we're very pleased with the players that we have that's committed to it so far.